The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's the 24th of July, 24/7, something the Samaritans Helpline knows a thing or two about, because the charity is today highlighting the round-the-clock nature of that vital service. Our reporter Sarah Madden joined the Samaritan volunteers on the overnight shift to mark Samaritans 24/7 Awareness Day.
It's 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, and workplaces all over the capital are emptying out. Most people are heading home to start the dinner. Others have plans for football or a drink in the pub. But for a very special group of people, the evening looks quite different.
Samaritans, can I help you?
So we're in Dublin Samaritans at the moment. We take maybe over 500,000 calls a year. The Dublin branch would maybe answer a quarter of those.
Mary is the volunteer director at Dublin Samaritans.
So we're here for people who maybe are feeling suicidal, people with depression, people with money worries, anybody who'd like to talk to us who's in distress. We would like them to know that we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's a call answered about every 60 seconds by a volunteer in Ireland, which is amazing, really, when we think we're all volunteers here. So,
Mary has been a volunteer with the Samaritans for 22 years now.
And I joined, I suppose back in the day was a friend of mine, her brother had died by suicide, unfortunately, at 16. And she always said, if only he'd spoken to somebody. And that kind of stuck with me. And then sometime later, I decided I'd do some volunteer work in Samaritans. That stuck in my head. So I came to Samaritans and I've been here, as I said, just over 22 years now.
Even at this hour, the Marlborough Street office is a hive of activity. Potential new volunteers are in for interviews. Training sessions are going on for new recruits. And down in the duty room, the rotated volunteers make sure no call goes unanswered.
We have six booths here, which are six crisis lines. So at the moment, we have five volunteers currently on the phone, answering the phone to callers. So they could be for 5 minutes, half an hour, depends. An average call is about 28 minutes. So they could be in there for that amount of time. That is a phone ringing. So that's a call coming through to one of our volunteers now.
Samaritans, can I help you?
James has volunteered with Dublin Samaritans for 11 years. Like many volunteers, he's taken on extra duties over that time and currently manages the rota.
The rota manager is one of the more kind of crucial support roles here in Dublin. We're the largest of all the branches on the island of Ireland, and at any one time we can have about 250 active volunteers. We definitely have a very diverse kind of crowd here in Dublin. We come from all sorts of social classes. We range in age from, like, you know, early 20s to some of our volunteers who've been in their 70s and 80s. It's a big sense of community here, even with all that diversity. And I kind of feel when we all come in, you know, there is that sense of community here at Samaritans. And when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter what our differences in our personal lives are. When we come in, we're all there for each other to support one another. And I think it's a lovely place like that in terms of, like, all the different people we have. We're all here to do the same thing. And, you know, I think that helps as well, having the people from different backgrounds as well, because we would get callers from all different kinds of backgrounds. So, you know, it brings that, you know, variety that we can be there for all our callers, no matter what they're going through. And I think that does help. Yeah.
And then I'm just interested, you've been working here for 11 years. Has the reasons that people call changed?
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on what our current, say, political or even economic situation is like, calls can reflect what is going on. Most noticeably during the pandemic, we had a lot of isolation, a lot of loneliness and a lot of grief. And, you know, those were kind of the heavy hitting calls during the pandemic. We still got, you know, calls as well relating to most things that we still get now. It's like you said, you know, sometimes, you know, people are having relationship difficulties, or, you know, they could be in situations where they're, you know, economically challenged, they're on social welfare payments and they're not able to make ends meet. You could find people who are stuck in bad jobs, but because of money, they have to stay there and they can't really get out. And yeah, like that as well, you know, political situations can be challenging. Like, you know, you would often get some people who are upset by what they witness in the news, you know, whether that be, you know, the Israel-Hamas conflict or whatever, because consuming the news can upset people as well. And I would mostly do evening duties after the 9 o'clock news, and I would find often the news upsets a lot of people. So you would actually get calls about that too.
Some of the times where you really feel you make a difference is probably on the overnight shift, when the world is asleep and you're just there for a caller who really needs to talk to somebody and it's just you and them.
Taking a break from calls with a cup of tea is volunteer of 5 years, Eileen.
Loneliness and isolation are some of the real, you know, the top reasons that people end up calling us, and people who may not have talked to someone in a little while, you know, that whole human contact, that where it's not necessarily face to face, it's the spoken word, right? You know, we're always on our phones, we're texting, we're emailing, but picking up the phone and talking to someone is invaluable, and actually is becoming a bit of a rare thing in this modern world. Sometimes that loneliness and isolation isn't just a physical thing. It might be, you know, an emotional feeling that they might be surrounded by people but just not feel listened to. And that's really what we're here to do. You know, we're a non-judgmental, confidential helpline, but we also look to listen to people. We don't give them advice. We don't tell them what to do. We don't pretend that we know what's best for them. We give people the space to figure out what's right and what's best for them. And you might have a very long call with a caller who needs a lot of time. You might get a lot of short calls. So it really does vary. You really don't know what to expect when you pick up that phone.
As well as volunteering, Eileen is responsible for retaining volunteers. She says peer support is a key part of retention.
So you have a mentor for your first few weeks coming into Samaritans. Had an excellent lady. I still remember all of our conversations now. And there was a bit of anxiety, you know, butterflies in the belly, just wanting to do my best for the callers. You know, it's why we're all here. Remember, my mentor at the time was here over a decade at that stage, and she said, "You'll always have those butterflies in your belly, no matter how long you're here. Shows you care." Knowing that that's all that you can give, those 20 minutes, those 30 minutes, I think that can be tricky for people, not knowing what might happen after a call. But, you know, to really help sustain you as a volunteer, we have to deal with the call, you know, listen to the person, support them as best we can. We support each other as well. And we can't own the problems of the world. We can't own the problems of every caller, but we can support them in that time that we have with them.
Also in the duty room is a wall of thank yous. Cards sent in anonymously or messages of thanks given over the phone from grateful helpline users. They're shared and appreciated by all the volunteers who are often left wondering once a call ends.
It's something I've often thought about as a former caller, that I, because of the anonymity of the service, I've never been able to thank the people that did speak to me that time. So my way of saying thanks is actually by doing what they do for other people.
That's James again, Samaritan's volunteer of 11 years.
When I was 18, 19 years old, I was actually a caller of Samaritan's. So I always remember when I was a teenager, the Samaritan's branch in Galway, because I'm actually originally from County Galway, they came in and did a schools talk with us. So when I was 18, 19, I didn't realise it at the time, but I was going through very tough issues with regards anxiety. And I didn't realise it for a few more years after that, but I was going to be diagnosed with generalised anxiety disorder. But what Samaritans gave me was a bit of a safe space to talk about things. And one of the things I was very happy to talk to them about that I couldn't talk to anyone else about was my sexuality, because it was just something I couldn't face at the time. I just thought everyone was going to. Well, at the time, yeah, I did think people were going to hate me. I thought my family were going to disown me. And in my own mental space in my head, I was very lonely and isolated and didn't think anyone would ever want to be there for me. But the Samaritans were. And, you know, the calls were never very long from time to time when I did speak to them. But they were always such nice and empathetic and caring people. And they made me feel like I was worthy of going on and continuing. And eventually I did stop talking to them because I felt I could look for outside help. And when I got my outside help, I then grew as a person, you know, recovered from like the kind of difficult time I was going through. And when I was maybe, I'm trying to look back now, about like 11, 12 years ago, so we're talking when I was 24 years old, I remember seeing that the Dublin branch of Samaritans, after moving here, were looking for volunteers. So I was like, oh yeah, I'll register for that open evening. And long story short, here I am doing a news bit for News Talk. But, you know, it is nice to be able to, like, be able to tell people, well, yeah, I was a former caller and now I'm a volunteer. Because it is a hopeful message, because, you know, there is hope out there for people no matter what they are going through. And, you know, if that hope is, you know, reaching out to the Samaritans if you're in trouble, Well, it certainly worked for me, so it did. So, you know, I would definitely, you know, say, you know, if anyone was in bother and they were thinking about it, I would say give us a call. And, you know, even if they were a previous caller and they've recovered and, you know, if they want to, like me, you know, do a pay it forward kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, talk to your local branch. We have branches throughout the island of Ireland. And if it's something you're interested in, get in touch with them.
Samaritan's former caller and longtime volunteer James ending that report to mark Samaritan's 24/7 Awareness Day. For more information on how you can support Samaritans, visit samaritans.org, and the Samaritan's helpline can be contacted free of charge on 116 123.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.